time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, and welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and today we're talking about the 9 steps to winning on a budget. Before the break, I walked you through the first 6 steps to winning on a budget, and now I'm going to talk about winning on a talent budget, because talent is a big impactor for many top pageant systems. And then I'm going to tell you the last 2 things, the secret keys to winning on a budget. So let's talk about number 7, talent. To win talent on a budget, you again have to be willing to do some practicing and preparing at home. What I find is that many contestants who are competing in a pageant where the talent is optional or a required portion of the competition is that they once again rely on their coach to do 100% of the work. So in between coaching programs or coaching appointments, they're not practicing at home. I don't care if your talent is singing, dancing, magic tricks, which I've seen recently, which was awesome. Maybe ventriloquism. Maybe it's a monologue, maybe a comedic or dramatic monologue, or maybe it is an interpretive dance. Maybe it's a gymnastics routine. I do not care what it is, ladies. You have to practice on your own. If you're getting ready for a local pageant, you probably need to be practicing 3 to 4 times a week. If you're getting ready for your prestigious state pageant, you probably need to be practicing your talent for an hour a day, 5 to 6 times a week. I really do mean that. You need to be practicing your talent 5 to 6 times a week, because when you're going to your state competition, you know, maybe for your Miss America or your Miss America's Outstanding Teen, this is what the judges are thinking. Is this talent good enough that if we give this girl the win, she's going to be able to perform this on TV or a streaming video, you know, from Florida? And is that going to represent our state well, or are we going to look like we picked the wrong girl? That's really what they're thinking, ladies. And to really master your talent at your, for your state competition, you've got to be practicing 5 to 6 days a week for an hour a time. So that doesn't really cost you a lot of money, because you're not engaging your coach during those 5 to 6 times. And if you have a practice session with your coach during the week, that does count as one of your practice times, right? You don't need to do 2 that day. So what you want to do when you're looking to practice your talent and develop your talent on a budget is look for resources in the community. For example, if you are doing a dance routine and you don't have a place to practice at home, see if a local dance studio will sponsor rental of a dance space. You know, essentially just for free, let you use an empty room, and you'll mention them in the program book or on your website or on Facebook, or maybe you'll come to one of their open houses in the fall when they're enrolling people for the new year and sign autographs and pose with potential students. So look for community resources. I know there's tons of resources in your community. You might find someone at the high school who's a great vocal teacher and who will give you vocal lessons at a reduced fee. There might be a drama teacher at your high school or at your local community college who would be absolutely happy to help you choreograph the movement for your vocal performance. Or maybe they would be happy to work with you on your dramatic or comedic monologue. Or maybe they have a student who's home for the summer from a master's program in performing arts, and they would be happy to refer you to that student. You know, you can post requests on Facebook or Twitter. I'm looking for, you know, a fabulous vocal coach. Does anybody know someone? You know, you can look in your community. I know that you absolutely have resources. There are so many talented people in communities who are just doing it part-time or as a hobby who would be happy to help you. The other thing that you can do, and this is a bit painful, ladies, but it is possible, and I tell you it will work, is video yourself performing your talent once a week and then critique yourself. Now, I have to tell you the key to critiquing yourself, otherwise you're all going to freak out. Because let's be honest, everyone hates their own video of their talent performance. We all know that. That's just a fact. So video your performance that week. Maybe it's at the end of the week. You video your performance and watch it once or twice and get over the "I hate my video performance of my talent presentation," because everyone hates their own talent presentation. Watch it once or twice so you get over the emotional reaction of what you didn't like, because everyone has an emotional reaction. And then ask yourself, if this was a contestant that I was helping to win her title, what suggestions would I have for her? So pretend you're the coach. Pretend you're a third party. You're not emotionally involved. And, you know, I would tell her to smile more in this section. I would tell her that the song is beautiful, but she's not working the stage. I would tell her that she needs to clean up a little bit of her technique on her fuetes, or that her leap looks a little low and that maybe she should consider substituting another move there instead of a leap. So go ahead and be your own coach and critique yourself. This is an important part of being able to become an elite level title holder. If you can look at yourself and what you're doing without emotion and without having a negative reaction and thinking you're the worst contestant in the world and, oh my God, the world is coming to an end, because we all know we have those reactions initially. If you can critique yourself in talent and then critique yourself in wardrobe and then critique yourself in interview, if you can learn the skills that you're supposed to be doing and then learn to self-identify, self-recognize when you're not completing those skills to the highest level, when you practice at home, you're going to improve exponentially over someone who just thinks everything they're doing is fabulous, or they don't have the emotional courage to critique themselves. It takes a lot of emotional courage to critique yourself, but I promise you, if you can start by doing it in talent — talent is a great area to start — if you can start by doing it in talent and then work it to, and then expand it to critiquing yourself in your wardrobe, you know, using your lookbook. Oh, now I'm looking at my lookbook and I'm seeing that the shoes that I had planned for interview make my legs look heavy. Don't want to do that. Or that this gown has a lot of extra fabric and design detail over my hips, and my hips are my weak point, so maybe I should consider a different gown. If you can learn to critique yourself in talent and then expand those skills to the other area of competition, you're going to be able to compete on a budget and win. I guarantee it. All right, so let me talk about quickly the last two steps to winning on a budget. And these steps are certainly important skills for you to be able to master. If you master none of the other skill sets, you need to master these two. Number 8 is be in charge of your own appearance. What does that mean? You really should not rely on hair and makeup artists to create your pageant competition look. And here's why. You know, we all love hair and makeup artists, and we think they're the most talented people in the world. But for some reason, they do not think that your pageant competition is their whole life. And they're not scheduling their whole life and their vacation plan and their pregnancy and their wedding date and their graduation from college around your pageant competition. And so, inevitably, at some point along the way, when you're competing in pageant land, your favorite hair and makeup artist is not going to be available. So you should be taking makeup lessons from your hair and makeup artist, or accessing the fabulous 5 million gazillion YouTube videos on how to do hair and makeup online and practicing your hair and makeup at home. I'm telling you, the elite contestants absolutely do this. It is not surprising when I call an elite contestant for a quick question or to follow up on something, and I say, hey, how are you? What are you doing today? And they say, oh, I'm just practicing my interview hair and makeup. I'm just practicing my onstage hair and makeup. I'm telling you that elite title holders know that there's always going to be one event or two events where their hair and makeup artist is not available. It's a critical appearance. It's going to be photographed, and the directors and judges are going to see it. Maybe preliminary day, your hair and makeup person isn't available. They have another commitment, a wedding, a graduation, whatever, and you need to make sure that your hair and makeup on preliminaries looks the same as it's going to look the next day when your hair and makeup artist is there. You are responsible for your own appearance. You need to learn how to do this, ladies. You know, your interview coach doesn't come in and do your interview. Your fitness person doesn't come on stage and demonstrate their fitness ability. You have to be able to pinch hit. I'm not saying don't hire hair and makeup people. I'm just saying you have to be responsible for your own pageant glam look, whether that's All American, Hollywood red carpet, or high pageant glam. You've got to be responsible for your own pageant look and learn how to recreate it. I guarantee if you can do this, this will help your budget immensely, because you and I know that sometimes pageant makeup artists for the entire pageant week can cost you a small fortune. It can easily be more expensive than your gown. So make sure that you learn how to create your own pageant look so that on days where you may not need a pageant makeup artist, you've got that flexibility that you don't have to pay them to be there that day. All right, so that's 8, be responsible for your own appearance. Know how to create your pageant glam look. And 9 is problem solve, problem solve, problem solve. In order to problem solve, we're going to do the two A's that we talked about in setting up your spreadsheet. Remember, anticipate and adjust. Pageant land is just like anything else, your college career, your high school career, your business career, your volunteer community service. Unexpected things pop up, and they are, you know, unexpected. It's a little annoying, and you're frustrated, but that's reality. And when you are the title holder traipsing about the country, making gazillion press conferences and appearances and being photographed and speaking, guess what? Unexpected things are going to pop up then too. And you need to learn how to problem solve while you're a contestant in order for you to be an effective problem solver as a title holder. So practice those two A's, anticipate and adjust, and you will be able to work that pageant budget and absolutely have a crowning moment on stage. And I'm so looking forward to hearing about it. Well, that's it for today. I want to thank you for being here for today on Pageant Talk Radio. And I want to remind you that you can follow me on my fan page on Facebook, Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. And you can also check me out on Twitter, Valerie, just by searching on my name, Valerie Hayes. I'm always posting inspirational and motivational things to help you stay on track during your pageant competition. I want to thank you for being with us today and stay tuned for our next episode. But in the meantime, make sure you make today a pageant fab day. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. And if you want to get a top interview score, then you need to get your copy of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a really limited list of practice questions. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or misses and miss. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Just click on the pageant questions graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or visit mypageantquestions.com. With my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Do you want to be the next Miss America's outstanding teen or a leader who's confident, poised, and prepared for anything? Then Teens in Training Camp is for you. Participants will attend workshops taught by professionals in the business that will prepare them for pageantry and beyond. Participants will also enjoy their own high fashion photo shoot and backstage tour of the MAO Teen Pageant. To register for Teens in Training Camp, go to teensintrainingcamp.com and use promo code TALKTNT at the checkout to sign up for just $700. Offer ends April 15th, 2012.